He will do all right without them. He will ponder over the exact shade of meaning of every word, every comma. She has headed the letter, Dear John. What, he asks himself, is the exact significance of those words? Did she refrain from saying dearest because she was bashful? Would my dear have sounded too formal? Jeepers, maybe she would have said dear so-and-so to anybody. A worried frown will now appear on his face, but it disappears as soon as he really gets to thinking about the first sentence. She certainly wouldn't have written that to anybody. And so he works his way through the letter, one moment perched blissfully on a cloud, the next moment huddled miserably behind an eight ball. It has started 100 questions in his mind. He could quote it by heart, in fact he will, to himself, for weeks to come. If people read books with anything like the same concentration, we'd be a race of mental giants. I cannot help but wonder what spiritual giants we might become if we learned to read the Word of God like this. Step 3. Application. Jesus concluded the Sermon on the Mount with the story of the wise and foolish builders. When he had finished with the story, he said, Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. On another occasion, the Savior said, Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke chapter 11, verse 28. It is important to become a good listener to the word of God, but that in itself is of no lasting value. Having heard what the word says, we must develop the discipline to put it into practice. We must learn to be more than just hearers. We must learn to be doers. The Apostle John understood this truth when he wrote, My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. In James' day, the word hearer was used as auditor is today. In our college, if a person is auditing a course we offer, he or she does not take tests, does not get grades, is not working for a degree, and is ineligible for any awards. The person is just listening in on the teaching. We cannot allow ourselves to become auditors of the Word of God. Our primary purpose in hearing or reading the Bible must be to do what it says. The casual approach. In order to illustrate his words, James once again reaches into the everyday life of his readers as he asks them to consider the mirror. The mirrors of the first century were made out of highly polished metal.